We're walking down a winding lane lined with maple trees, tall, dry grasses, and evergreens. Bright white snowberries dot the dark branches. It feels like a walk in the country, but we're actually admiring a big city sewer system. This little valley, a sort of shallow ditch, is called a bioswale. Its plants filter out pollutants that run off the street, and special thirsty soil helps the water absorb into the earth. Sections of the street are narrowed to make room for the bioswales, so parking along the street is lost. But houses without driveways get two parking spaces between the swales. The bioswales have thick layers of native grasses, shrubs, and other plants. It's kind of a wild natural look. Debbie Anderson lives on a nearby street. As she walks by the bioswale, she says to her, it just looks messy.
We think it looked nice when it was first built, but it hasn't continued to look good, I don't think. We moved out here because there was no sidewalks and the streets were wide open, and we like that. Lots of parking. We can have lots of company. This way you've got, two people that can come? That's it. No, I don't want it.
That's a pretty familiar argument to Bob Spencer. He's with the City of Seattle's Public Utilities Office.
The big thing is the lack of parking. People really get used to using these street right-of-way shoulders as, you know, their personal parking spots.
But not everybody thinks parking spots are more important than doing something to reduce water pollution. Spencer says the neighbors on this street actually competed with other blocks to get these bioswales. It's free landscaping, and the city even worked with each homeowner to choose plants that would blend with their existing garden. Spencer says the city's traditional method of dealing with stormwater has washed contaminants into a nearby creek.
Well, in the surrounding streets around here, we have what's called gutter and ditch drainage. And what happens is the water runs off the property in the impervious streets and rooftops, and it enters a ditch and then goes pell-mell screaming down to our local salmon-bearing creek, Piper's Creek.
It's not just Seattle's creeks that are flooded with runoff. Untreated rainwater flows straight into lakes in the ocean, polluting them. Cities across the country are looking for ways to deal with toxic runoff like that. Spencer says Seattle is pioneering large-scale natural drainage. In other words, the rain is allowed to drain like it does in the wilderness. The plant roots slow the water so it can absorb into the earth. That helps prevent flooding. Pollutants like heavy metals, pesticides, and fertilizers are trapped in the soil, and some of them are broken down in these bioswales.
We've got a little bit more like a forested system in that we have a duff layer that acts as a sponge.
Spencer says the city hasn't tested the water quality of the runoff that eventually enters the creek, but he says the runoff has been slowed to a trickle.
It infiltrates and holds and keeps here 99% of that runoff. So that's a pretty large flush of water that's not entering the creek with the system.
Officials in Seattle city government like the green look of the bioswales, and they help the city meet federal pollution guidelines. City Council President Richard Conlin says over the course of three bioswale projects, the city has been able to lower the cost to about the same as conventional stormwater treatment. Seattle's newest bioswale system will be at the foot of Capitol Hill. That's where seemingly half of the city's young people live, in blocks full of apartments, nightclubs, and lots of parking lots.
It's actually the densest urban neighborhood west of Minneapolis and north of San Francisco. So it has a lot of impervious surface.
Stormwater from Capitol Hill rushes off the hard surfaces and down to a lake. So the city is taking advantage of new development at the bottom of the hill. It's planning to filter the runoff through bioswales before it pollutes the lake.
And once we've done that, I think we're pretty much ready to say this is the standard from now on.
Conlin says the city will likely install bioswales in all new developments and on streets where the most runoff enters waterways. He says cities around the country are contacting Seattle to find out how to install bioswales of their own. For the Environment Report, I'm Ann Dornfeld.